USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
22-year-old Robert Aaron Long accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta, Georgia massage businesses, pled guilty to murder Tuesday and 4 of the killings. Mr. Long was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from a superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission, because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Journalism takes a step backwards at the New York Times as their reporter Katie Brenner deleted a tweet that called supporters of former President Trump enemies of the state. Brenner did not clarify why she deleted the tweet or if she did so at the newspaper's demand. Some universities may be jumping sporting conferences. Dan Araki explains.
The universities of Oklahoma and Texas formally requested an invitation for membership in the Southeastern Conference when their rights deal with the Big 12, their current conference, expires in 2025. The presidents of the SEC schools will reportedly meet on Thursday to discuss the request. Should they extend those schools' invites, the SEC would become the first 16-team super conference in major college sports.
If you own an iPad, iPhone, or Mac computer, you should update your device right now. Monday, brand new patches came out that will block recently discovered hacks. A zero-day vulnerability could allow a hacker to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges, essentially allowing them to hack your device. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden from the White House in May. If you're confused, you're not alone. Professor Martin Kulldorff of the Harvard Medical School tells Fox News, deaths from COVID in America right now have remained the same during the new Delta variant era.
There was a study a week ago, I think, coming out from Fred Hutchinson and Emory that shows that people with natural immunity who have had COVID, they have immunity not only to reinfection, but also to the other four common coronaviruses and to COVID, SARS-CoV-1. So we know that people who have had the disease, they have sort of cross immunity, which seems very promising for any variants that come out. And we don't know exactly about the vaccine. But the key thing to realize with whether you're immune from vaccine or whether you're immune from having had COVID, it doesn't necessarily protect you from being infected again, because the virus will enter the body and it might start reproducing in the body. What the immune system do for you is that it prevents you from getting a serious illness or death. And that's what's important, and that's why we're seeing now that while cases are going up in the U.S., the deaths are not. The deaths are flat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.